Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. Today is my day to do questions and answers that come in through the Ask Cindy portal. And as I always say, you do not have to be a customer of Learburg to ask Cindy a question. You go to the front of learburg.com, scroll down to the Ask Cindy, ask a question. I think we're the only professional website on the internet where you can ask a professional dog trainer that has 50 years of experience in training dogs a question, not have to pay for it, and get it answered in the same day. This is a good question because it's about a person who has a young German Shepherd female that she's training in the sport of Schutzen or IGP, and the dog is starting to get a little reactive. So, first I'll read the question. Hi Cindy, I have a 13-month-old female German Shepherd. She's been in Schutzen training now for 9 months, and she's doing exceptionally well. Her barking during protection is very aggressive, and I'm very happy with that. However, away from training, she's barking at new people. It's not a bark that's like, hey, I'm gonna bite you, but more like, hey, I'm not sure about who you are and what you are, so I'm gonna bark at you. With new dogs, however, she has a very violent bark and barks very aggressively at dogs she doesn't know. If she's around a dog and gets to know the dog, she doesn't bark at it. My question is, how can I fix this excessive barking outside of training without losing her desire to bark during the Schutzen training? Last thing I wanted to do is to hinder her progress and aggression while she's on the training field. Good question. Really good question for that a lot of new trainers really have to solve in their own mind if they have a dog like this. Cindy went back at this person, and it's one of the reasons we ask people for their email address. Somebody may ask a question and they don't put enough details in it. Cindy needs to go back at him, and the only way she can do that to ask him more questions, more details, to give a better answer, is to write him. That's why to do an Ask Cindy, you got to enter your email. We don't sell email addresses. We never have, never will. But we do need to be able to follow up with people. If they come back 6 months later, a week later, 2 years later, we can go back and read what Cindy said then. So Cindy's first response was, in what situation is she barking at new people or new dogs? Is it while you're outside walking on a leash with her? Is it in the yard? Is it behind the fence? Does she bark when she's looking out the windows of the car or at home? The user came back. This happens when she's on a leash walking, when she's outside of her domain, also when she's in the car, also when she's in the home. Pretty much barking all the time at all the reasons she shouldn't be barking. But Cindy's got good answers here. She said, I would treat this as what we call reactivity. And that's exactly what it is. The dog is learning to be a reactive dog. Now we'll talk about it. Working on this should not interfere with your IGP or Schutzen training at all, if you do it correctly. It's quite common in German Shepherds and many of the other herding breeds when they are on leash or behind a barrier, a window, in a car, behind a fence, for them to do that. We have a really good course on how to work on it, which I have put links to at the end of this email. It covers leash walking. For the car and the home issues, I don't allow dogs with this tendency to look out of the car's windows. Simply cover the dog crate with a sheet when you're driving. Obviously, she's got the air conditioning on. In the house, I would use a baby gate to block her from the rooms that have access to seeing people outside. We do that in our own house. It's easy to get a decent looking baby gate off of Amazon and put it up and keep the dog away from the front room. Or keep your blinds closed so the dog can't see outside. More than anything, it's just a matter of using a little common sense. But the thing about it is common sense isn't an issue of somebody being stupid. Common sense a lot of times is just somebody doesn't have the experience yet to learn out what to do. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And that's where they can come to Cindy and ask questions and get ideas. So the person came back and said, thank you for your responses and the link. I much appreciate it. It's going to help both me and my dog.